This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Brandon Scott and John McClain here from SportsRadio610.com, filling in for Payne and Pendergast on a Thanksgiving edition of The Morning Show, and we're glad to have y'all with us. If you want to get involved with the show, we're at Brandon K. Scott on Twitter, at McClain _on_NFL. I'm doing that off of memory, John. Is that right?
That's right, but I never look at it, so it doesn't do any good for anybody to send me anything.
I tell you what, though. Thank you for
following me.
Yeah, here's where we will find you, though. You can text in at 713-572-4610 if you want to get in, be a part of the conversation. We, on the other side, we're talking about the change that the Texans are making at quarterback. If you haven't seen it already, it's on SportsRadio610.com. It's all over the internet. But at this point, if you haven't found it, Kyle Allen is replacing Davis Mills at quarterback. And before we get into some of these points I wanted to make, you know, Sean Bajani has an article that's going to go up on SportsRadio610.com, sort of outlining how this thing played out. And that is one of the things that kind of stood out, John, was how, you know, the coyness of it, the cat and mouse game that we seemed to be playing yesterday, when it seemed like all of us knew. John, you've known for a while, and have been saying for a while that they should make this change. I know you put it in SportsRadio610.com a couple of days ago because I edited the piece, have said it on the air. And, you know, we've gone to Lovie Smith. The media has gone to Lovie Smith after the game on Monday, even on Wednesday, asking about this change. And unfortunately, man, it didn't seem like they wanted to be forthcoming with this. And we all know what time it is, what's going to happen later on in the day. NFL Network's Mike Garofalo, I don't want to butcher his name.
He did it 3 minutes after I put it out there.
Yeah, 3 minutes after you put it out there. Never mind the fact that, you know, Sports Radio 610 and John, because this is the place that you come to get your Texans news. But how this whole thing played out, it just seemed to be, honestly to me, John, it seemed to be sort of sloppy and haphazard, given the fact that the general manager who's in charge of everybody, of the football operations, is that correct? Nick Caserio's in charge of the football operations over there on Kirby, right?
Right, but he doesn't make those decisions about the players.
Right, but when you think about everybody who talked throughout the day, representative of the team.
It was obvious what was happening.
It was obvious what was happening. I think that it was fair for Nick not to say it with Payne and Pendergast.
Yeah, he couldn't say it.
I think he kind of laid the groundwork, though, with some of his quotes.
Which you wrote in your story, and Sean had said that. And if you read your story, you put up immediately.
Yep.
And you read between the lines, you knew there was going to be another quarterback.
Let's actually hear from Nick Caserio when he was asked, and when he was first asked about the change, he wouldn't really give anything there, but when he gave his analysis on Davis Mills, whether he would regress, I think Sean Pendergast asked him specifically, do you feel like Davis Mills has regressed in some areas? And Nick Caserio gives his evaluation of Davis Mills 10 games in, right before we found out for sure that he would be benched for this game against Miami. Take a listen to what he had to say.
You have to look at everything in totality. You know, there's been opportunities where we've been able to do some things offensively. And I think Davis would admit this as well. I mean, he's done some things that have been decent. There's other things, you know, quite frankly, he hasn't done as well. So the most important quality that a quarterback has to take care of or do is take care of the football. And, you know, admittedly, self-admittedly, or just overall, that hasn't necessarily been the case. I mean, any time that you put your team in a position early on in a game, when you give the defense a chance to score, it just puts the whole team behind the eight ball here a little bit. So I think there's been moments, and I think he's probably a microcosm of, I'd say, the team. Like, there's been some good things. Overall, there hasn't been enough of them collectively, so there's been too much inconsistency, which has kind of led to the result. But Davis is a smart kid. He works hard. He has good physical attributes. He's played a lot of football. I mean, I think he's started 21 games over the last 2 years, whatever it's been. So, and the other thing I would say is, and this is just generally speaking, quarterback's the hardest position to play in sports. I mean, we can have a discussion about that. I'm sure the analytics people can, you know, have their, there's some, you probably can go to town on that one there. But playing that position is as hard as playing any position in sports for the amount of things that you have to do, the amount of things that you have to handle, what you have to understand. It's interesting. Just watching a little bit of the, I didn't see the whole game, but the San Francisco Arizona game, you know, Monday night. I think McCoy was getting rid of the ball in less than 2 seconds. So you think about the number of things that happen in a 2 second span, it's a lot. So, but by the time you get in the huddle, you call the play, you come to the line of scrimmage, make sure that you have an understanding of the assignment, what you're doing. And the big part of playing quarterback, too, is understanding where are your problems. Before the ball is even snapped, where are your problems? And maybe they give you a different look, or maybe they do a little bit something different that maybe you hadn't practiced or you hadn't anticipated. And as a team, can you react and adjust to some of the things that you're seeing? So I'd say that position, every player is going to be different. I'd say there's some people have success early. Some people it takes a little bit longer. I would say, just looking at the quarterback that we played the other day, Taylor Heinicke, like, there's a good example of a guy. Talk about, I would say, adversity, stick-to-itiveness, having enough mental toughness to endure, I would say, some ups and downs. Here's a guy, basically, was out of football, you know, 5-6 different teams. He was actually here in Houston for a period of time. We actually had him in New England on the practice squad as well. So that position, there's so many factors, so many things, and it's not necessarily about that one individual. It's about...
All right, so that's Nick Caserio giving his word salad. You know, he's can get a little bit long-winded, but but for the most part, But what I gathered from all of that, John, is a couple of things. Okay, he's not taking care of the football, and then when he goes into that little spiel about how you've got to be able to react and diagnose things, like Davis Mills, it seems like not only has not been accurate and has not taken care of the football, but he doesn't seem to be diagnosing problems well pre and post snap from what I can tell. So, like, I feel like that's what he was getting at there in that long-winded clip. But what I don't understand based off of all of it is, look, you're telling us that this guy has not played up to the standard. Why, once Lovie Smith gets up there, and certainly once Pep Hamilton gets there later on in the day, is it so hard to just say we're making a change?
Well, Pep can't do it. You know, Lovie has to do it.
Nick, well, that's what I mean. Like, sandwich in between is
Lovie.
Terrible
situation. Yeah. Put him out there when we all already knew that the change was being made. And here's some quick stats. Besides a 5-game losing streak, in the last 4 games, they're averaging 13.2 points a game. He's been sacked 15 times in the last 4 games, 13 in the first 6. He hadn't completed 60% of his passes in the last 4 games, and he's thrown 4 touchdowns and 6 interceptions, and he leads the league with 11 interceptions, and this offense is pathetic. And I think Pep Hamilton is as much to blame as Davis Mills, and I'd love to see Kyle Allen play better because they'd be more fun to watch. At least this game will be interesting because we all – want to see what he can do.
Yeah, and see, Pep Hamilton is the element or one of the angles of it that I find most interesting about this, because he by no means has lived up to the standard either.
Absolutely
not. But also, I think that it is difficult to evaluate someone once you or after you've admitted that the quarterback or what they're working with is also not to the standard. So to me, like, Pep Hamilton hasn't been good enough, but he does at least have the Davis Mills excuse for the reasons that we've mentioned, the ways in which he has come up short. But to me, benching Davis Mills, first of all, we talk about the standard. His performance just flat out does not merit him keeping that starting job. Just on a merit, on GP merit, hey, this guy has earned his spot on the bench at this point. So I think from that standpoint, it's a good accountability thing. It shows the locker room, it shows your fan base that when somebody's not performing well, we will take their job from them. And then two, I think this will give or at least allow for a better understanding of what you have elsewhere from the other players, the coaches. Like, you can evaluate both the coaches and the players differently once you feel like the offense is being run the way it's supposed to. And there might even be more confidence within the offense to open things up, stretch it downfield a little bit more, and take some more chances. Because we saw that they were basically babysitting Davis Mills at times, the way they wouldn't throw the ball downfield. And when he would, it didn't look anything like it did last year.
No, it did not. And I'll say this, Kyle Allen's bounced around for a reason. I don't think for a minute all those things you just mentioned he'll be doing. Because if he's capable of doing it, he wouldn't be here. He'd be playing somewhere.
Yeah, but at the very least, though, John, I feel like that's got to be like how do you get, you know, we've been having this conversation about does Lovie Smith come back, and I know you think that he will.
No, I think if they keep playing like they did against Washington, he's out of here. There'll be a house cleaning.
But how do you give yourself a chance, though, if you can't, like, if you show, never mind the performance, if you show the same type of offense, like the things that they've been doing and the way that they've been trying to hide Davis Mills over these last several games, if you show that with Kyle Allen, who we don't think is demonstrably more talented than Davis Mills by any stretch, like, if that's what you show, I don't see, like, to me, this is an audition for everybody. You know, this is an audition for everybody. After the Tennessee game, I was saying that. I said, look, other than the rookies, John, other than the rookies and Nico Collins, I don't have to see anybody else around here ever again. not in a Texas uniform. That's how bad it was at that point. And I think the Washington game was sort of a replica of that. So
the offense has more talent than the defense. And I don't think it's even close. And the offense is worse than it was last year. The team's worse than it was last year. And who among us expected the team to be worse this year than it was under David Culley?
John McClain wrote on SportsRadio610.com yesterday that Nick Caserio's job is not in jeopardy. So if John McClain says it, I believe it. But the question I want to ask is, what standard exactly is Caserio being held by? And when would that seat start heating up, if at all? We'll discuss that next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.